Internal auditors, when they function well, use a systematic and disciplined approach to evaluate and provide assurance services and improve the effectiveness of risk management, control, and governance processes. If internal auditors are working well, structures of governance will work smoothly. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. An example of what happens when public officials, like internal auditors, do their work. I've been given to understand that the Public Procurement Authority, by simply reviewing contracts brought before it for approval under either sole sourcing or restrictive tendering, has in the past 18 months saved the country some 1.6 billion CDs. The whole of 2016, the authority made zero savings. This is what can happen when our institutions work. In your own individual workplaces, you can cite your own examples of what you would have the country, what you would save the country, simply by insisting that people go by the book. We are human. And I acknowledge that there will always be those amongst us who will try to abuse the system and undermine whatever structures there are. There will be those who will try and see what they can get away with. And there are those who might be making genuine mistakes. It is precisely because we recognize and acknowledge the reality of human frailties in all our endeavors that we have internal auditors. The daily and constant checking of systems ensures that the public purse is respected and protected. When people know that they cannot get away with spending 10 CDs of public money without accounting for it, they hesitate to take 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 CDs. Every time that we all wince at the details of the reports of the Auditor General, at the hearings of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, we know that our internal auditors are not working as they should. Unfortunately, it has become a routine for the Auditor General to uncover cases of financial malfeasance in the public service that would otherwise go unnoticed until he or she appears. It is not pleasant, but we cannot avoid the conclusion that the internal auditor must be either complicit or incompetent. We cannot afford to have internal auditors that would be complicit in the malfeasance they are expected to prevent, and certainly we do not need incompetent ones. From what is euphemistically called petty corruption to what must be called grand corruption, the truth is that corruption thrives when no one is checking. In our circumstances, when there are so many things that need to be done, when roads, schools, hospitals, houses need to be built, it becomes even more urgent that we plug all the avenues for the leakage of public funds. In our circumstances, when hopes have been dashed so many times, we dare not allow the current opportunity to go to waste. Internal auditors, working as they should, would bring confidence into the public sector. Internal auditors, working as they should, would keep in check not only the lowly clerk, but also the Chief Justice, the Chief Executive, and yes, the President as well. Internal auditors, working as they should, do not generate any drama, but quietly and effectively, they ensure the smooth running of their departments. Every time there is drama, we can be certain that the internal auditor has not been effective.